What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne in the building with the critically acclaimed, soon to be bestseller, Mr. Bradley Omar.
Appreciate the introduction, Dwayne. Man, I'm excited for the guest that we have on the pod today, a good friend of mine. But out of the Prep Rep Repeat book, I referenced this guy a couple of times, and I have something to say about him. This guy, I'm not going to mention a name, but this guy had a remarkable ability to extract valuable lessons and apply them to the broader journey of personal development for each young adult on our team. He often reminded us that a person's true character is not defined by their victories, but rather revealed in how they handle setback and loss. So let's start it with that.
Let's get it.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What it look like, what it be like, what it do, back in here, another episode of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne, coming to you again, podcast, we are live in the podcast again, live in podcast world, so you can now catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, got that all straightened out, appreciate you guys' patience, and actually gave you something for the weekend. Yeah, I was able to catch up on all your episodes, and now you are listening to the current one for this Monday. And before we get started, always want to shout out E2M Kitchen. Make sure you go to E2MKitchen.com. Pick up your E2M Kitchen meal. The best meals out there when it comes to prepping. We got two styles, whether you're in maintenance or if you're in, you're trying to lose a little weight. Either way, you can knock that out with E2M Kitchen. All right, Brad, we got a guest on here, man. You're grinning, so I know it's a familiar face. Actually made it into your book. So, man, talk, who we got with us today?
Yeah, this is a good friend of mine. I've known him for over a decade now, not one, not two, but three-time state championship football coach. Ty, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, first and foremost, I want to thank both of you guys for having me on. It's, you know, it's a great honor to be invited onto your show. My name's Ty Harper. I've been the head coach at Clymer Sherman Panama for the past 10 years. And, you know, I'm a really fortunate guy to get to work with so many great kids. And it's, you know, it's a real honor to be on today.
Yeah. So, man, the reason that I wanted you on, for a handful of reasons, but coming fresh off of a state championship, you know, coaching along your side, by your side for so many years, I learned a lot about the personal development world, personal growth, all those things. But one thing that always stuck out in my mind was the goal number one. Every single year, goal number one for Ty Harper was winning the first game of the season. And I always thought that was like so elementary. Like I look at the board and I'm like, all right, win game one, win the season, win states. And I'm like, man, really win game one? But, you know, you talk about elementary goals like that. That's what brings you the state championships. Now talk about these elementary goals that you set for your team. And I do have a question to follow up with this, because I know how game number one went this year, but talk about these elementary goals that you set for your team and why start at the very base level and then work from there.
Well, you know, I think that idea has, you know, great applicability, not just in football, but, you know, certainly in what you guys do with diet and exercise. You really have to start at the foundation, right? You can't worry about what's at the end of the tunnel if you're not taking care of, you know, each day, you know, as it presents itself. And I think, you know, you could break it down even further, right? Like we always talked about, you know, you got to have a great practice, right? You show up to day one. You know, we can't think about anything other than getting better on that day. And then, you know, from there, trying to stack one day after another. You know, it's a journey, right? Like a football season is a marathon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it lasts, if you're lucky, several months. And you really can't worry about anything past that first game, or really, you know, if you wanted to break it down even further, you can't worry about anything past that first day of practice, that first day of work. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that applies to a lot of different things in life. People, you know, they crave results, right? In the fitness world, they want to lose weight. They want to see the progress. They want to see the results. You don't get there without stacking one day after another. So that's always the approach that I've taken. And, you know, I'm not saying that, our way is right and other ways are wrong, but it's gone well for us.
Your way is right. Just plain and simple. Now I want to read this thing out of the book real quick. So, Ty, you, man, we experienced some bumps in the road way back in the early days. And, you know, just, you know, regardless of whether we lost by 50 or, you know, lost by 7, after every game, you had a very similar message in the book reads, you reminded us that a person's true character isn't about their past victories, but revealed in how you handle setback. Did you win the first game this year?
No, we didn't. Right. We scheduled a really tough opponent. We believe in challenging ourselves and trying to, you know, play against the best competition available. So opportunity came about this past spring, and we were able to schedule the defending Class C state champ from 2023. Great program out in Waverly, New York, which is about 3 hours away from us. You know, really, really strong program, super well coached. And, you know, he had reached out and said, hey, would you be interested in coming out here? We've got this, you know, this opening weekend extravaganza that, you know, we'd like to have you if you're willing to come out here and play. So we thought that would be a really good opportunity for our program. You know, we went out there. We had some guys that were making their first start. You know, we graduated some really good players from our 2023 team. And then one of our best players got knocked out of the game on the opening kickoff, which is tough. But, you know, I was really proud of the way the kids battled. And, you know, ultimately, I think it served us well later on in the season, having, you know, played against an opponent of that quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you run into a buzzsaw like that. And I, you know, you talk about the fitness industry like we work in. It's those buzzsaws that are the learning moments, right? I mean, you take it back to 2015 when we were getting beat by 50, we were getting beat by 30, man. Those were, you know, those were you were laying the groundwork, the framework for what is today. And, you know, I've had a handful of kids reach out to me the last handful of days, 'cause I mentioned that we were going to have you on the podcast, and they're like, man, that is so cool. You know, we didn't win any state championships, but I feel like we laid the groundwork for what's happening now. And I truly believe that those kids, you know, back in the 15, 16, 17s, those are the kids, man, that laid that foundation for what you're doing today. But it all started with Ty Harper, North Star, chasing your dream. I want to ask you something, and this is for all the listeners out there, because I know the Wolfpack and the Wildcat family, they're all watching today. You know, when things weren't going to plan, when things weren't going right, I remember a handful of nights after football games, Friday nights, and you know, we hung out in the office for probably far too long. We had some conversations, but, you know, through all of that, did you have your doubts? Did you have those moments of, you're like, man, am I doing something wrong? Am I, you know, going down the wrong path?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it's human nature to doubt yourself, especially when you're not successful. But I'm a real firm believer in the idea that, you know, who you are, your floor, all right, is who you are during times of adversity, right? Like your potential, like when you're successful, that's great. But like, it really boils down to like who you are and what you believe when things don't go your way. And I just think it's really important, whether it's in athletics or the fitness industry or education or business, whatever, any, you know, walk of life, you have to maintain an attitude of perseverance when things don't go your way. And I think, you know, that's proven to be effective for us as a football program. Like you mentioned, things weren't great early on, you know, the first couple seasons. Record wise, we weren't great. You know, I thought we saw some improvement from year one to year two. And again, it kind of comes back to that idea that people want to see immediate results, right? Like, we're in a society right now where people want instant gratification, and they're not always, you know, willing to wait and put in the work that's necessary to getting to the top of the mountain. But those early years, man, I would agree with you. I think that they set the foundation for our program. And ultimately, You know, the things that we've achieved are on the backs of those kids that put that work in back in, you know, 2015, 2016. They broke through the wall, and all of our success now, you know, those kids deserve a lot of credit for it. Mm-hmm.
100%. You know, Dwayne and I always talk about your surroundings, right? And I think back in those early days, as much as so many people said, yeah, I'm all on board, I'm all in on Ty Harper's plan, I feel hesitant to say now, looking back 10 years, to say that everybody was all on board. But now, you know, you walk away with not one, but two, but three, you know, you got three rings on the fingers. Now everybody, if Ty says, hey man, jump, is how high. And that's a testament to who you are and the perseverance that you've had over the years. But you know, you talk about that environment, you know, Coach Payne, Coach Bodes, all the JB coaches, all the modified coaches, they are bought in on the plan and on the process, right? And that's how you're going to, I mean, that's how you're going to be a three-time state championship. That's how you're going to be that's how you're going to lose the weight. That's how you're going to be successful in business. That's how you're going to be successful in life. If you have that support network around you. Talk about your support that you've had over the years, you know, with your coaching staff, all three communities, everything.
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. And I think it's an excellent point. You know, anybody that's achieved, you know, anything of significance, generally they're surrounded by really good people, right? Like extremely capable people that are supportive and understanding and trustworthy. And I've just been so fortunate, honestly. Like you mentioned the other coaches, you know, I've been fortunate to be surrounded by good people. And again, I think there's a lot of applicability, not just in the realm of football, but in a lot of different in areas where, you know, if you surround yourself with good people, it allows you to flourish. And I think it's really, really important too, to know that, you know, you're always capable of doing better. And I think that having a growth mindset and wanting to improve continually is so important. You know, I've learned a ton from the coaches that I've worked with. And, you know, I feel like I'm a better coach right now than I was 5 years ago. And if I'm not a better coach 5 years from now, then I'm not, you know, I'm not doing my job. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important too. People sometimes, I think, it's human nature to just sit back and be satisfied when you've accomplished something. Maybe it's in the realm of fitness. You've lost some weight, you've gotten in shape, you're feeling good about yourself. And then you kind of sit back and relax, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, I just put 20 pounds back on. I don't know, you know. Yeah. But I think it's always important to continue to move forward and think like, what can I do to evolve? What can I do to be better? Because you know, my college coach, huge influence on my life. He actually just retired. His name's Paul Vosburgh, and he coached at St. John Fisher for like, I don't know, say like 30, 35 years. Wow. He was there a long time. And, you know, I take a lot of the things that he said when I played for him, and I've carried those things with me through my adult life. And one thing that always stuck with me was, you know, he would say every day, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. Mm-hmm. Don't ever really stay the same. And that's something that I've applied to my life. And Brad, you know, when you were here in Sherman, you know, I would hang those signs in the weight room. I would hang them in the locker room because I truly believe that, like, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And it really doesn't matter what you've accomplished. You should always be, you know, moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm going to jump in on that. And I know Dwayne's like chopping at the bit to join in the conversation, but I'm going to take the mic anyways. Dude, so when I was at Sherman, you know, there was a lot of time where I really didn't understand the growth mindset. I wasn't really, you know, I was sitting back, as you were to say. But I remember you hanging those signs in the weight room, locker room, all that. And I remember particularly that sign, the one that said, you're getting better or you're getting worse. And I always looked at that. I'm like, no, I mean, you could just be like maintaining, but maintaining is getting worse, right? Because the world is, man, the world's turning. Doesn't matter what you're doing, the world's moving on without you or with you. But I remember seeing that sign and just being like, I don't know, I don't really agree with that. You would not believe how many times I use that in my classes. I say that almost every single day. You're either getting better or you're getting worse, plain and simple, because the world's going to spin with you or without you. Are you going to sit on your heels or are you going to get up and do something about it? So I just wish, if I could rewind time and go back and just open my mind, you know, to some of the analogies that you used. I'd run like 10 Ironmans by now, probably.
I think you've done pretty well for yourself.
I appreciate it, man. But you know, without your guidance, your leadership, your mentorship. I remember plenty of times being on the sidelines, you know, standing by your side, the conversations that we had in the locker room, in my office, even when I wasn't driven, there was little tidbits that I would take, man, he said this, and I'm going to hold on to that, and a lot of the things that I wrote in my book and a lot of the things that I preach to my students, my clients, all those people today. I try to emulate you on a daily basis. So, that's my shout out, my tribute to you today, my friend. And just wanted to say thank you.
Well, that means the world to me, man. But honestly, I wish I could take credit for a lot of those things. But, you know, most of the things that have carried me through, you know, my adult and professional life are things that I learned from other people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I was able to pass even a couple of those things on, you know, Brad, I think that, you've done an incredible job. So if I've been a small part of your journey, then I'm very grateful for that.
I appreciate it. And Dwayne was a former client. Now he's a colleague, and a lot of the things that I've preached over time, Dwayne's heard it many times. And a lot of those things, this man on the other side of the screen down in Sherman, New York.
Nice. Yeah. All right, good show. We're out of here. Nah, man. This has been dope, man. To see the influence, to see the brotherhood that you guys have formed, and the impression that you made on Brad, because Brad is making that same impression on, you know, hundreds of thousands of folks, man. So we're grateful. I'm grateful myself, and appreciate your time, man. So as we get ready to transition, we're going to do a fun part of the show. This is the do you know or did you know moment, where we're going to ask you to tell us something about yourself that, you know, you may not have said publicly, or you may not have said on another podcast, or something that your students would have never thought, you know, that you did or done, or this, if it's criminal, make sure this passed. You know, you're in the school system, so I might have to. If it's criminal, don't mention it, because you're in the school system. I don't want that. But we want you to share something about you that people may or may not have known about you. And so I'm gonna play a video that's short, brass boarded. But after the video, be ready with your do you know or did you know moment. Here we go. All right, we're back. So what is the do you know or did you know moment about you, Coach?
All right. Well, you know, I think it probably wouldn't surprise the students in my class, but, maybe other people that don't know me or exactly what I do. I'm not a full-time football coach, right? So like I teach high school kids, and people, I think, sometimes assume that I'm a phys ed guy, which, you know, sometimes I kick myself. Those guys are the smartest people in the building. I come in the wintertime, and they've got like the sweatsuits on, and they're ready to play kickball or badminton, and I got to go upstairs and teach the Russian Revolution. And I'm like, man, I screwed up. I don't know, people that maybe aren't around me. I'm a big nerd. I'm a huge 20th century global history nerd. I love the Cold War. I love the contemporary history of the Middle East. I love that stuff. And, I watch a lot of documentaries about, the Soviet era and the United States and the Soviets competing and all that stuff. So I think people maybe generally think that I don't have any interests outside of football, but I'm a big world history nerd.
Nice. Nice. That is dope. Cause I actually, that's my defensive coordinator was our history teacher. Nice. You know, the head coach was the PE, the phys ed guy. Yep. And so when I went to college, I went for phys ed with a concentration in history, you know, influenced by history guy. Phys ed was too hard, so I switched to a history so I could just. That's right. So they wear the sweatsuits and stuff because they had to learn like anatomy and all stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why they get to wear the sweatsuits and relax because they put them through, man. But no, that's super cool, man. I'm a history guy myself, so definitely can respect that. All right, Brad, anything you want to say before we get ready to slide, brother?
I do have one funny story, and Ty knows this story all too well. So I think it was 2016 or 2017, and we had come off a season that we had some bumps and bruises. And I'm not going to mention any names because I ain't about that. But there was an individual that walked up to me during practice, and he handed me a book, and it was called The Fundamentals of Coaching Football. And so he handed me this book, and I presented it to Ty, and Ty was laughed and put it back in my lap, and I put it up on my bookshelf. But from that moment, Ty never had a losing season. So I'm just gonna throw it out there. Shout out to that individual that gave us that Fundamentals of Coaching Football. And Ty knows it's a joke because that book is probably still collecting dust somewhere in my old office. And I don't know if we ever opened that, but a funny story that I always try to bring up when I see him.
Of course, we open it. That was the key to the championship. We got to get that.
I was
about
to say, that's how, like when you wasn't looking, Brad. I was in there taking notes, man.
To go back, man. There was never any dust on it, so I always wondered why there was no dust on that. Book. Oh,
I was digging through it. Yeah.
Larry left, baby. Larry left.
Right. That's right.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Good stuff, man.
Hey, before Ty. You know, young coaches, people that are just, diving into the education world, the fitness world or anything like that, these novice trailblazers, would you have any advice for them, in the beginning phases of any stage of something hard?
I would say in this line of work, focus on people. It's way more about people than it is anything else. You can run whatever scheme you want. Whatever concepts you want, you can study the game, all the X's and O's. It's really about people. It's really about people. Focus on connecting with others. Do what you can to serve others. I think that's one of the greatest things about what you guys are doing. You're in the service industry of helping people. And I think that, with coaching, that's really what it's all about. You're forming lasting relationships with people. And if they know that you care about them, the sky's really the limit to what you can accomplish.
Excellent.
I love it. All right, B. Be good.
Yeah, man. The bear went over the mountain.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right, man. All right. Good stuff, man. Till next time, y'all. We out. All right.
Good stuff, man.
Hey, thank you.